You are now listening to the Lexicon Podcast. Now, let the show begin.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Lexicon Podcast. This time you have just me and Luis. It's episode 22?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God. That's our number. Mm. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it is our number.
Who are you?
I'm Luis.
Oh, hey. What's up? So it's episode 22, and it's an episode just about us.
Great.
So it's just me and you. Lexis and Liz are taking this podcast off. So, as you guys know, if you would have listened to the last podcast.
Which he didn't,
but I'm sure everyone else listening did. Alexis and Liz did their own how they met, how they ended up dating story. And now it's Luis's and I's turn to start our own story on how we met and how we ended up here today.
Still, 10 years. We're going to be 10 years in April.
10 years on April 22nd. That's why it's 22. Yay.
Episode 22.
Yay. Which hood you bang?
What happened?
Which hood you bang?
What does that even mean?
22nd.
No idea. It's flying over my head.
It is, because you don't understand that I'm implying that we are a gang.
Who's a gang?
You know, like 18 Streeters?
Yeah, but we're not. We don't carry guns. We don't deal drugs. We don't mobilize kids to become.
Of course, we're not going to say that out loud. So how did we meet?
We met in high school.
Uh-huh. So far, you're correct.
Duh. I mean, how did we meet? I mean, I saw you from far away, and I was like, damn, that girl has a big butt. I need to talk to her, like, ASAP. At that time.
Like, it's super bad?
Yeah, like, the girl
when
with
they
the...
When they find the big tits that got a reduction, and they go and chase after
her. Yeah, they chase after
her. Like, we
gotta
take a look at them puppies.
I was fucking fat, but still. Oh, yeah, I was fat. Like, really big.
I guess.
Well, I was a big guy.
Yeah, I'm not shallow, so. I don't know.
How did we meet?
We never really formally met. Like, there was never a time when we were like, oh, hey, you're you and I'm me and let's talk to each other.
Let me shake your hand.
Yeah. It was more like we had the same computer class when I was a freshman and you were a junior.
Freshman, you were a junior. Really?
Yeah, because you were like 2 grades above me. So I was a freshman.
Okay.
And you were a junior. You graduated when I was a sophomore. And then I think we started dating when I was a junior.
Oh, in junior. So I was in college already.
Oh, yeah. You were already in CSUN.
Yeah, that's commitment from my part. Because I will go to Northridge and then come to the hood. She has a big ass.
In the shadow.
That's the only reason.
You got to travel for the booty. Anywho, we met in computer class. I don't remember the name of the class. I think it was like intro to comp.
It was just basic
shit.
Computer shit.
Yeah.
Like, they teach you Word, mm-hmm. Excel, PowerPoint.
PowerPoint
was tight.
Yep. Do you remember your PowerPoint?
Los Héroes del Silencio?
Did you? What a fucking Mexican.
It was a Mexican ass band. I don't know why I did it though. Oh, because I was trying to do Jimi Hendrix, I think. Mm-hmm. And then someone in the classroom had was doing Jimi Hendrix. And then my friend Hector, you remember Hector? Mm-hmm. He was doing Metallica. And I wanted
to. He took Metallica from you?
I don't know.
The guy who had Green Day on his backpack took Metallica from you?
I think. I guess because it had history.
Okay, so.
I don't know.
That's weird.
And you can do a Green Day presentation easily.
Well, yeah, we met in that class, but it was more like not even a friendship. It was more just like, oh, I know you exist. We're in the same class. I was a loner, complete loner, because I was really young in that class. Everyone else in that class was older.
Yeah, a bunch of
I got stuck in that class my freshman year.
It was just an elective.
It was an elective, but I wasn't supposed to be in that class. And somehow I ended up in that class. That I do remember. And that was the reason I was a loner, because no one else in that class I knew was there. And then for a moment, I had a friend that was in that class. And then, I don't know, I can't remember what happened. Either she dropped out or she ended up getting some other class. I don't remember, but I only had her there for a couple weeks. probably even a couple days, and then I ended up just going to that class by myself.
I mean, I know you were there in that class.
I just said that, yeah.
I mean, I'm just hanging out with my friend all the time. I mean, I think we met after, well, I started talking to you when I was in that history class. No, not history class. I mean, yeah, it was that same teacher. And I was
when you were the TA?
Yeah, was it TA?
Or whatever it's called, but you were just there.
It's just there.
Sitting there, soaking up our fucking oxygen.
I mean, I was just helping. Damn. To suck the air.
I remember my assigned seat was right next to yours, but yours, like, your desk was just a desk. It had nothing.
Computers.
I had computers?
Ta-da,
I don't remember the computers.
You were minding your own business. Cause
sure did mind my own business.
Oh, the second year.
You did. And then I remember that time that I got switched.
Uh-huh.
Because you were distracting me.
Was I?
Yeah. You were showing me something. You were holding up a piece of paper and I turned around and I laughed. And the teacher.
Uh-huh. Caught you.
Caught me. And then he was like, why don't you sit up here? And I was like, and I pointed at you and I was like, it was him. I'm here trying to mind my own business.
But wasn't going to the front the best part? The best thing that ever happened?
After that semester?
Yeah.
I started sitting in the front. I was like, fuck it. I might as well just avoid it. I'm going to be here. Where's he going to send me? The back? But I guess that's where we started talking more. Not even really. Like, we started talking online more. Because during class, we were in class. I mean, you did your TA stuff, yeah. And then I did my
MySpace.
Regular student stuff. Yeah.
MySpace.
Your space.
Oh, yeah, that's where we talked the most. Now mm-hmm. It's coming all.
Oh, is it? Like, I know it's been a long time, but damn, Luis. Building. This is like an important part of your life.
I mean, it was MySpace.
No, it wasn't even that. Like, yeah, it started in MySpace, but we started talking on Yahoo.
Yeah, but we need to go private, man. Somewhere.
Oh, my God.
You know, conversation histories. You can print them out.
Can you?
You back in the day, you can't.
Yeah. Back in the day, you could.
That was a thing. Print out the conversations.
Instead of showing people your texts, yeah. You had to print out all the fucking instant messages from the night before and be like, look at what this motherfucker said.
Let me highlight this part. Like, what? Really, dude?
That's dumb.
So, Messenger, MySpace, then I went to college.
No, you were already in college when we started talking. You were. I think we pretty much got together over the internet. And then, but we had already knew each other. I mean, yeah, we had already known each other.
When the first time I saw you after we made it exclusive, it was pretty cool.
Like, when?
When I met you at the mess hall.
On that Saturday when I said I was gonna go study?
Was it a Saturday?
Who fucking studies on a Saturday in the hood? Shout out to me for coming up with good lies.
Someone horny.
Oh my God.
Nah, it was cool. Because I was able to go also on the weekend to Fremont for some reason.
I don't remember what I used. I'm pretty sure it was studying, but like.
I don't remember what I used.
Not just any studying. It's probably for something AP related. Most likely it was something AP related. So by that time I was about to start a senior year. Remember? We got together at the end of the track. So it was like around April. It was April 22nd. But we didn't really know what date we had gotten together until later. Like weeks later, we were like, wait, so when would our anniversary be? And then we backtracked it. And I think I even used the IMs. And I was like, it was a fucking 22nd. And you were upset because you're like, God damn it. It was a 22nd. And 22nd was already my favorite number. The 22.
Because your birthday.
Yeah.
And we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here.
10 years into the future.
But how did we do it? Me being a senior and you being a freshman in college.
I was in love with you.
Yeah, I know that. But like, sorry, me over here flipping my hair like, yeah, I knew you loved me. Yeah, whatever. But I'm saying it was constant communication via internet and phone calls. Do you remember the first time you called me? I do. I do. I totally remember it.
I mean, I remember something about your voice.
Mm-hmm.
That was sounding kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I called it out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is cool. I like talking to you because I like your voice. but no, I don't remember the conversation.
Because I remember I had given you my number, but I don't know if you had ever called. But we were, anyway, we had still been talking over the internet. But this particular time, you had called me, and I didn't know you were going to call. But I happened to answer the phone. Instead of being like a normal person and asking for me.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't sure it was 100% my voice, you were like, I said, hello? And you were like, Angie? And I was like, yeah?
It's me, dumbass.
But then the funny thing is I immediately knew who it was. Even though I hadn't like heard your voice in a long time, I knew it was you.
Oh, that's funny.
That's cute. Yeah.
Cool. Yay.
Mm-hmm. So that's how we did it for our first, pretty much. Yeah, our first year.
Yeah, through messages, calling each other. Yeah, just constant communication. About what? About what?
Just joking around all the time.
Like stupid shit.
Yeah, literally just talking and joking around. A lot of it was joking around. And then I think what brought us together was that we both liked music a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
We're both really into...
movies, too.
Movies and...
like movies.
Yeah, just movies. Predominantly movies. Music was probably... In that, even up to now, I think music is within us, between me and you. I think it's secondary. I think movies is still number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I go different in music.
Yeah, we have our like moments. We're never on the same kind of genre. We're never like, oh yeah, check this out. And we're like, no. So we're kind of just usually in music on our own. But with movies, we're pretty much.
Yeah, because we like the same actors. We like the same type of.
We're usually in the same type of mood for everything. For movie, right? Movie wise.
Yeah, movie wise. Mm-hmm. Books I can't do for shit.
No.
That I know I can't because I'm not that smart.
No, you're smart. You don't have the time to read.
I don't do words. I can't remember words. Spoken or written. No, written I can't. For sure.
This is why music is secondary because you can't remember lyrics.
No, I cannot. But I start reading.
Yeah. Do you remember our song?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Our song. Is it Manu Chao?
Yeah.
This is Me Gustas Tu?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Still got it.
In case anyone's keeping a tally of what we remember.
Still got it, guys. There's hope for you, old man. Just remember shit.
Try to very hard. Anything else you remember from our first couple years dating? I remember ditching.
A lot.
I'm still graduating. Whoop, whoop.
Because of something that kind of poked her around.
No, whatever. I remember ditching. Do you remember the first movie we saw when we ditched?
Yeah. Wow.
I just talked about it, too, in the beginning of the podcast.
Of this podcast?
Yeah.
For dramatic effect. Damn it. Superbad.
Yep.
Wait, really? It was in the theater? Was it Howard Hughes?
Yeah, Howard Hughes.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what we ate.
I don't remember. Wait, we probably went to, Johnny Rockets? Or
not that first date. I don't remember what we ate that first date. But I remember going to see Superbad because I really wanted to see it. And we cracked the fuck up. The shit was so funny.
It was stupid.
And it still is, but it's like when it was so new to us, that shit was hilarious.
It was iconic because it was iconic.
Yeah.
And
then after that, we just ditch and go watch movies.
We ditched a lot. Well, you ditch. Well, yeah, we all ditch.
Yeah, because you wouldn't go to school. If you had school scheduled that day, you wouldn't go. We try and I don't even know how we plan these ditches. I just remember ditching. I remember a teacher saw us leave once, remember?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
My old English teacher.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You picked me up and we were on our way out, getting out of the neighborhood of Fremont. And I'm pretty sure she fucking saw us. With your fucking face that everyone recognizes, they saw you.
Yeah.
And you weren't alone in the fucking car. So who else would have been it? It's me. Yeah. But I think by that time, teachers started kind of knowing that we were dating. And I remember that.
Yeah?
Like, I remember history teacher
asked
me. And I was like, how do you know? He's like, I know stuff. And I was like, what the fuck do you guys know? Because as far as I know, we weren't really keeping it private. But at the same time, it was mainly our closer friends because you weren't around, you know? Not like they saw us macking or anything. It was just oh, they happen to be dating.
Yeah, it happens. Things happen.
Yeah.
We were popular.
I guess, whatever. Sure.
I mean, Angie was smart. You were a rebel. That's why you stood out. With a big ass.
That's not a rebellious trait, Louise.
It is. It pokes out. It's a rebel trait.
No. You want to jump ahead a couple years? You want to talk? Ooh, we can probably talk about how our relationship was in CSUN. We went to college.
Oh yeah, huh? We went to the same college.
Yeah, but I ended up going to college because you didn't make me, but you pretty much encouraged me. I didn't really have any plans.
Yeah, you didn't, which was kind of like I really don't. I mean, I know I knew your capabilities back then. Like, well, you're very capable of doing so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it wasn't like forcing you, but like trying to. Like...
No, you encouraged me. You really did empower me to do what I could to try and go to college in the first place. Because I had no plans of like applying to any schools. I literally had no plan. I was in my junior year and I didn't know what was gonna happen up until, I guess, I met you and I saw that. Well, he's in college.
No big deal.
I didn't think it was a piece of cake. I just thought because you were smart, you know, you did have good grades. You weren't. I mean,
no, I know. I mean,
you know, you weren't like a low life fucking high school kid like a lot of the fucking kids we ended up knowing. Like it's not that. It was encouraging, and then that's when I ended up taking like fucking summer classes and shit to try and make up for a couple grades to see if I can get my GPA up to be able to fucking apply for Cal State.
Yeah, even that would have been community, which would have been like,
that's just not what I ended up wanting to do. But I ended up going, and then we ended up going to college together.
And then most of our time was spent at the photo lab.
Yeah, at the photo lab.
Messing around still, too.
Yeah, doing shit.
And working.
But
and
we were lucky because our boss liked us, and he didn't mind that we were a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it was better that we were because I ended up getting a job there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was better for him too, I guess. He didn't have to worry. Like, man, I'm pretty sure he doesn't worry about whoever he hires. But we brought culture.
Oh yeah, we did. And then we like brought like a schedule to the.
Yeah, we brought it to life because our boss had something kind of cool to do. On the week.
Mm-hmm. During the week. Because I was constantly there. You were constantly there. I don't know. I wonder if we were like the first. Maybe the first in a long time. Who knows? That first people there that saw it as a like a nice little place to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people saw it that way. Probably people thought it was just like a.
Just a place.
Just a place to hang out and just a place to work and do, you know, work, study. But I didn't see it that way because it was very welcoming.
Yeah,
especially for us that we commuted from far away and we weren't, you know, like people with money. Like mm-hmm. We were there to actually work. Like, yeah, it's fun. But I mean, we know that we're there ultimately because someone gave us a shot to just get a job.
Yeah.
And hang out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, like now where I work, it's like, it reminds me of, like, yeah, like wherever you work, you're going to make it like a home. So you can be like comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck gave me that experience. Like, mm-hmm. Relax.
Remember,
work.
He would say, he's like, you're never going to have another boss like me.
That's true.
So fucking true.
Beats you, treats you nice, mentors you, treats you like he's like another cooler parent. No, not a cool parent. Just like, I mean, we're old.
Yeah.
But we don't know how life functions sometimes.
Mm-mm.
He would just give us advice or like just crack jokes and they're usually like metaphors to something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a joke.
News of the day, feelings.
A Polish joke.
A lot of Polish jokes. Those were fun. I don't ever remember any of his jokes. But anywho, that's besides the point.
We would commute a lot too, together. Together,
yeah. We started carpooling. Either I would drive or you would drive. Yeah.
That was fun. It was sometimes
too early. I don't think so.
Too early, man. Come on.
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't think it's fun anymore.
You gotta wake up.
Not when someone isn't like... in a nice mood in the morning. You'd think I'd be the one in the fucking bad mood. Fully awake? God.
I'm not fully awake, that's why.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You'd think I'd be the one that's cranky because I fucking hate waking up. But I mean, I know I gotta go to work, but someone's over here like, it's early. Traffic. Idiots driving.
Because I don't deal with, I mean, I do, but relax. You gotta wake up, take it easy.
For 4 hours and then take off to work?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
No, not 4 hours. 1 hour.
Oh my god.
It takes like a nap. with my phone. So how we still on the how we met question?
Yeah, pretty much how we got here. So so we made it through CSUN. Sure, there were other ups and downs, but I'm not gonna.
Your face.
What we are?
It's like, yeah, we are, dude.
Going over the facts, yes, we are.
There's nothing spectacular like how we met. It was just like very.
It was a millennial cool, meetup.
Which is kind of cool, because there was like we didn't have like Tinder or like.
Well, yeah, we didn't have to rely on someone trying to set you up or anything.
No, it was just like basic, like MySpace. Let me add you. You're a stranger. Let me add you.
But we're not. But we weren't strangers, though.
Oh no, we weren't.
Yeah, you know, that's the difference that we met through going to school.
Yeah, you were just part of this Fremont universe. There,
but I think we're also in a way not an exceptional case, because I don't think that's the right word, but for having endured so far. Like you said, we're doing, what, 10 years this... Yeah, 10 years this year. We went to the same high school, but you didn't live around... You weren't, like, a neighborhood high school kid. You were out of the fucking city high school kid because you happened to have someone that worked there, so, you know.
Yeah, I lived in, like, at least 20 miles away from Fremont.
Yeah.
So I live, like, in,
Is it 20 miles? No, it's not that bad. No.
Well, I live near
Lacma. About 15.
Well, I live near Lacma.
Yeah.
So... This wasn't going to be my home school. Mm-mm. I mean, it was either going to be Fairfax or Melrose High. All the fucking artsy-fartsy kids.
Yeah. Imagine if you would have ended up there. Ugh.
I know, I would have been a total skater. Or like a fucking...
douchebag.
A Latino chipster.
A chipster! If you guys don't know what that is, that's a Chicano who's a hipster.
I would probably hated it.
But yeah, and I was from the hood. Oh, we can talk about how my parents found out about us, which was very traditional.
With my aunt?
Yeah, that was traditional compared to other people that just end up bringing their boyfriend and girlfriends around. Like,
Mexican.
We did like a formal introduction.
I was not. That was all my fucking aunts.
I don't think it was a bad idea, though. No, I know, because it set the precedent. And then because you were older, like for them in my parents' eyes, when I was what? How old was I when we were 23? I was probably like. 19?
Oh, okay.
No.
You're young. Well, I mean, you're still young. You're young.
Were we going to CSUN together? Or was I still in high school?
When that happened, I wasn't...
Or did I graduate? I don't know. Point is that to a parent, any 3-year difference was still going to be a big-ass deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was significant enough to, like, get my mom a little annoyed. My dad was fine with it. So, anywho, him and his aunt, because, you know, Luis lived with his aunt.
I don't have parents.
You have parents, but they're not in the country. They shot your ass over here for you to live a better life and find you a girl with a butt, so.
Yeah, to protect me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey. Thanks for that butt.
No, but his aunt had the idea of formally introducing him and herself to my parents. And... gaining their permission to stop making those faces, gaining their permission to
fuck your daughter. No, I mean, I was a pervert in high school, but
okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you trying to like woo my parents.
All right, man. Well, I walk in this door and I got them.
You didn't say shit, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't... Well,
you really didn't have to, though.
What was I supposed to
and
say?
And neither did I. I didn't say shit, either. I just saw your aunt handle it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, what was I supposed to say? Like,
looks like she has it under control.
Well, yeah, she was the one that thought about it, not me.
Mm-hmm. But it was smart, though. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was smart. I think it was the best thing that we could have done, considering our age difference, which to other people would be drastic. To us, it's nothing, because I feel like we're pretty much on the same kind of wavelength.
Yeah, because your parents are very traditional Mexican parents.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Well,
in a sense, they are. But I mean, if we were to take this to court, they'd lose.
They felt like it though.
Yeah, they did. They do. They feel like that, but honest, they know that there's no down control. No. You know what I mean? Well, but now you know.
Well, now, yeah.
Now we're all aware. We've grown up. We know their secrets.
Yeah, but back then,
you still had to like.
You just had to find a way to say hello to the parents.
Yeah, and pretty much just ask for permission for him to come over and for us to just be able to go out and.
They just hung up.
Yeah, but I remember my mom just looking at my dad going like, what the fuck going on? Like, I don't like this. But my dad was like, it's fine. And I remember my dad asking you how old you were and you told him. I don't remember what age you were anymore. But I remember you told him and my dad was like, well, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, if they want to be together, they want to be together. He's more than welcome to come over to the house so long as we're here. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, we'll come to the house and eat. And hang out.
Yeah.
Why not? I guess.
Yeah. And then I guess the more they saw that we were still together, like years into CSUN, and then he graduated, we were still together, and then I graduated, and then we were still together, and then we both got careers.
Yeah, careers.
Yeah. I think just proving along that we weren't going to be lazy about it. And I guess, well, my parents know I'm not a big fan of kids, so they knew I wasn't going to get pregnant. So I'm pretty sure they weren't scared of like, oh, fuck. She's gonna get knocked up, and then that's gonna be the end of her life.
Yeah, because me and you aren't that tough people.
Yeah.
We just wanted to, like, I guess we just wanted to make it clear that this is not part of our plans. Like, yeah. We have other things planned out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we finished school. We've always been like, we always have that little fire in me. Like, I need to keep.
Yeah.
Doing.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like slowing down because
yeah.
I get bored.
And then
bored.
We get bored, yeah.
I get bored like really quick.
I always know all this nonsense about movies because I feel like I have to know stuff.
Yeah, that's why I remember stuff too. I'm always like thinking and shit.
Sure. I guess that makes sense. Sure.
I'm trying to do other things.
That's something that, for example, I think we can start like slowing this down. I don't know how long. Doesn't matter. But last podcast when Alexis and Liz talked, they ended it by pretty much giving a heads up that we were going to be doing our own podcast about how we met.
Yeah.
And I heard something that Liz said that made me go like, oh, I've never thought about us that way.
What?
She said that, let me remember correctly. She said, I wonder how they met because they get along so well. You know, like I know we've been together for a long time, but I guess that's like, probably the secret to it in a way. Like we just get along very well. I mean that doesn't mean that we don't have our own issues, and that they're not, that I don't even consider them issues.
They're just little, they're
little hiccups.
Yeah, which is normal.
Yeah, but I mean we do get along very well. Like in front of other people, the way we act, I'm pretty sure they're like, these fuckers are just like
weird
just,
as yeah. fuck. No, well, because I'm very private about
America. Even talking about this when I told you that we were going to be doing this, it was kind of like, I mean, I don't know, what are we going to say? Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird because,
and you're like, telling people how you met still.
Yeah, we've been like, so I mean, like, why do people like, I don't like showing off, you know?
You like to be humble?
Yeah, well, no, well, that's just how I grew up.
I know, that's how we are too.
So like, I don't like, there's no reason for me to be like, hey, this is my girl. Or like, face her booty, you know? But yeah, we get, we fool around, we make jokes at each other, even though sometimes, like, I go overboard. But you're also fucking playing back at me. I'm like, fuck you. Seriously. And then I feel bad, and it's like, fuck.
And then I start laughing because I'm like, this fool fell for it.
Yeah, but it's all every fucking day, and like sometimes I don't know if you're playing around or not. Like, and then sometimes I say things that like they really upset you, and you get really sad. And I'm like, that like when was it? This morning?
When?
I forgot. But, like, what the fuck was I doing when you went to the car and you were leaving? There was something left to work at. I forgot what I said.
I don't remember what you said. It's probably because you were moving slow.
Well, yeah, that too, because it was too fucking early.
You said, oh, you're going to work in those shoes?
Oh, yeah, in those shoes, yeah.
I guess that. I was like, why are you criticizing my clothing?
I'm like, I'm not. I'm just... I look funny with your outfit.
So I got in my car all sad, and I was about to leave.
But were you sad?
Well, I already told you that I don't like that. You're like, sometimes that you're like very specific about things. Like, and I'm like, really? Fuck, I'm going to work. Ain't nobody there.
But I'm always like playing around. I'm always playing around, and she like gets upset no matter what.
I'm tired of the patriarchy always telling me what to do and what to wear.
Well,
and where to shave and where to not and how to do my hair.
No,
they're and just, giving me suggestions and shit.
They're just suggestions.
I know, but why are you suggesting in the first place? You know what I mean?
Because
ladies know, you know what I mean.
I understand because I'm a guy and I can change my appearance. Like just look at my hair right now. What the fuck am I supposed to be right now?
No, but I think that's, like I said, that's one of our, and we're very open. We don't really hide things from each other. We can't really. I mean, no, we share a room.
Yeah, we can't, like, I learned, like, what's the point of hiding? Because then, like, you start having these awkward moments where, like, if you start hiding shit, someone's going to know.
Yeah.
Like, right away, because your behavior changes.
If there's anything that Instagram has taught us in this social media age, is you can't hide shit.
Mm.
So embracing that is pretty much what keeps us. No, not keeps us together. That maintains our differences amongst other couples that may have problems like that.
And there's
in this day and age,
there's a lot of visibility.
Yeah, there's a lot of visibility. And especially if you have a lot of friends, and those friends know friends, and then those friends know other friends that saw you post some funny or some, you know.
Yeah.
But funny shit like that, it's not good for a relationship.
No.
There's only, well, if you're like us. Monogamous. There's only two, so
yeah. Us and Damn Dog.
Oh yeah, and Zeus.
I hate. What a
passion. Too bad we already talked about how me and Zeus met.
Really?
Yeah, in the first episode.
I mean, you guys didn't.
If you would have listened to the podcast, I mean, it would have been the first episode that we talked about how I got Zeus.
You guys didn't really meet.
We didn't meet. No.
No, he came.
He was kind of just shoved upon me.
No, he came to the house and you showed up, and then he was there, and he saw you, and he was like, "Fuck are you?" You got out of the car, and I was like, "The fuck are you?" Exploded against your mom.
I did. That happens a lot.
And the dog was just listening. And be like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Lo and behold. Now he sits in his memory foam mattress, snoozing all day.
So what now?
I guess that's it. That's the story of how we met and how we're still here.
Oh, that was fascinating.
It was. It was fascinating.
It was the best thing I ever done in my entire day.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
I don't know what the purpose of this is. Alexis might give us a whole full circle thing in the next podcast, but
memories,
I guess. Yeah,
memories and someone maybe to relate to this high school. It's a high school sweetheart. Wait, what is a high school sweetheart?
People who end up being together, most likely just getting married when they've known each other since high school, or been dating since high school. Since high school, because that's a high school sweetheart. Yeah. I don't like that term, though.
I know, it sounds very...
No me gusta.
Yeah, it sounds like for white people and stuff. Like something you get out of, like, an Arkansas or Minnesota.
No, I don't like it because it sounds like a milestone. Like, yeah, I married my high school sweetheart. Like, no, it's not that. It's you married who you wanted to marry because you love them, not because they were your high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. It seems like a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so you want to end it on that note?
Yeah, we should.
Yay. Thanks for listening, you guys. Our next podcast will include all of us, I'm assuming, and how we met. Otherwise, Alexis will do a voiceover on this part and like tell you exactly what's going to happen. But I can tell you now that if you guys want to follow us, you can follow me on Snapchat at Angie_Ness. That's Angie_NESS. And if you want to follow Luis...
If you want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at Luisitwo, Luisitwo, and that's Instagram.
You can see there's a lot of me on there. Oh, there's one on my butt. So if you guys are wondering, there's one on my butt in there.
Mm-hmm, there is. Just one picture that just signifies glory. The reason as to why I started stalking her in high school. And then the rest is history.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye, you guys.
Laters.